Once again, good afternoon to all of you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. So today being the 14th liturgical celebration that we celebrate, this liturgical celebration invites us to think about rejection, honor, and glory. And how are we going to do this? Let's look at through today's readings. By the way, I'm Father Franklin Michael from St. Louis Center. Some of you know where St. Louis Center is. It's down the road in Old Years 12. And we sincerely appreciate all your help, especially the spiritual blessings and for the material blessings as well. Thank you so much for that. Coming back to our business, have you experienced a rejection in life? Have you experienced a rejection from someone? Sure. How is the feeling? Is it pleasant, happy, hurt? We don't want to share it. It's really humiliating sometimes, hurtful, so much painful. And today's gospel presents us the same situation. Jesus, after being far away from his hometown, comes back and visits his own brothers and sisters, the relatives and the native people. And then they look at him and said, "Wow, what a mighty power he has. Where does he get it? Is he not this poor carpenter's son? He was doing carpenting. He was doing this, he was doing that. Now all of a sudden he comes like a prophet and then does so many things like as we heard." Literally, Jesus was amazed to look at the feeling that his own native people had it. And once there was a bishop who was ordaining the deacons, and one of the deacons went to the bishop and said, "Bishop, yes, deacon, what do you want me to do for you?" He made a request saying, "After my diaconate ordination, you can send me to anywhere in your diocese to do my diaconate ministry, but not in my hometown, Why do you think this came or this thought preoccupied the deacon's mind? It's a natural tendency that when someone, okay, for example, one among you just come here and say, "Hey, today's gospel says this, 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 this." How many of us will accept him or his message to be an efficient or effective one? We would say, "Hey, so far you are sitting one among us, and now just you jumped out and say all those things. Where did you get this wisdom?" And this is nature. Okay, this is our understanding. And the same situations happens to Jesus. In a way, Jesus was rejected from his hometown for the ministry that he was doing. It was not for any other sake that he was rejected. He was rejected for the ministry that he was doing. What was the ministry that he was doing? He was just doing the ministry of God. For that purpose, he was rejected. How humiliated he was. "I am not doing my own business, man. Come on. I am doing the business of the Father, Heavenly Father. And you reject me for that?" And today's first reading, Prophet Ezekiel beautifully says, "Hey, mortal, I send you." God promises Ezekiel, "Hey, mortal, I send you." People would reject you. They did not, the word did not utter there. It's like Prophet Amos would say, looking at the people, and he would say, I'm not saying you, okay? Prophet Amos would say, "You stiff-necked people, you don't want God's message." This was the message of prophet towards people of Israel. Because at the time, people behaved such a way that he had to use this hard word to condemn their act. And similar today, Prophet Ezekiel is sent to these people to proclaim God's message with the encouragement saying, if you go and say, don't think that people immediately would accept and embrace the message. No, you will face a rejection. Having rejection as the invitation, God sends Ezekiel to Israel. Therefore, how are we going to honor God when we are rejected? When I have a painful feeling, will I have the courage to honor someone? No, surely I don't have the courage to honor someone when I have a painful feeling. When I am hurt, you think that I would praise someone, it's human nature and human tendency that we can't do it again. Whereas St. Paul, through today's second reading, beautifully says, there is something in my flesh that is poking me often. And I complained to God for 3 times, and God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. And the second reading beautifully ends saying, the weakness is no more a weakness. The weakness is no more a weakness. Because when I understand I am weak, then I become strong. Because I know what is my weakness. If I feel that when someone rejects me, I am humiliated, hurt, this brings me down. On the other hand, if I take it, when someone rejects me, it's a sort of challenge towards me and towards the ministry that I do. When I take in this sense, the rejection becomes source of living. And when the rejection becomes a source of living, I begin to bring glory to God who created me. Therefore, everything begins with a sort of rejection. Rejection brings humiliation, and humiliation brings challenge. And the challenge, when I complain to God, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Because now you know what is your weakness. This mere weakness is your strength. And this, when this mere weakness becomes my strength, I am strengthened to bring glory to God. Therefore, let's continue to pray and ask God that He may bless us, that we may continually, even though sometimes we are rejected, still we'll have the courage to thank God and bring glory to Him. Amen.